2. Before her journey was half done, winter overtook her and greatly increased her hardships. But some carriers with whom she fell in were very kind to her. When her cheek was frostbitten, they rubbed it with snow. When no sheepskin could be got for her, they gave her theirs by the turns and took every possible care of her. Her next mishap was to be tumbled out of a barge on the river Volga. This did so much harm to her health that, before continuing her journey, she had to spend some months in a nunnery where the nuns were very kind to her. At last, after a journey of 18 months, she reached St. Petersburg. She stood day after day for a fortnight on the steps of the Senate House, holding out a petition to the senators, but without success. After many failures, she was fortunate enough to find friends who were able to take her to the Tsar, and he was very kind to her, and promised that her father's trial should be at once revised. The result was that the Tsar pardoned her father and allowed him to return with his wife from Siberia. When the Tsar, touched with her noble bearing, asked Catherine if she had anything to ask for herself, she replied that she would be quite satisfied if he would also pardon two old gentlemen who had been kind to her in her exile. Her request was at once granted. Very touching was the meeting between the heroic daughter and the parents whom she had discovered. When she came to their presence, they at once fell on their knees to thank her, but she exclaimed, "It is God that we have to thank for your wonderful deliverance." But Catherine's health had been completely broken by her great exertions. She had brought her parents' freedom with her own life. One morning, a few months afterwards, when the nuns with whom she lived went into her room, they found her with her hands clasped, quietly sleeping her last long sleep.